We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Truma. And the Netivot Shalom developed the thought that there are two ways of serving Hashem. There's Mi'ale Bar Hashem. There are people like Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They go up. They all go up that mountain. They have clean hands. They have clean lips. They're on such a high level that even though the Shekhinah is distant from earth, they go up to where the Shekhinah is at. And then there's the way of serving Hashem, that the Shekhinah comes down and the Shekhinah is among us in our day-to-day life. So that's not Kodesh HaKodeshim. It's not that we go up to such great heights, but rather the Shekhinah comes down within our lives. And that, he says, it was the essence of creation. Hashem wanted to have a makom dira batachtonim, down below. And that is what happened when they built the Mishkan. And that is why Yom Chatunato, the day of the wedding, is Matan Torah. Hashem came down and appeared at Har Sinai. But Yom Simchat Libo, Hashem's happiness, is when there's a Bet HaMikdash, a place of permanence, not just a bond, but a place of permanence, like the couple going home together. That's the real happiness, that they're starting married life together. And that's what the Mishkan represents. Val Pize Yesh Leveil Madita Birashi ala Katuva Asuli Mikdash. Based on this, we could explain what it says in Rashi on the verse, they should make for me a temple. Vasuli Shmi. Rashi says, for my name. Shalcho Ramatzech Lomar Kan Bimuchat Shiye L'Shem Hashem Yoter Mikol HaMitzvot. At first glance, why does the Torah have to stress over here, more than anywhere else, that this should be done for Hashem's name? Why is this important in this mitzvah more so than all other mitzvot? Ela shemashmaut ha-tzivui shel v'asu li lishmi haynu sheyeh beit Hashem. But the idea, the concept of the commandment they should make for me, for my name, is that it should be a house of Hashem. Kedei sheyuchal litkeem bo b'chinat hava'a lebeito. So that fulfilled within that home will be this concept that you come to God's house. Den ha-mitzvah rak la'asot bayit bo tiyeh hashrat ha-shechinah. The mitzvah wasn't only to build a home and the Shekhinah will appear in that home. Ela vasuli lishmi, but rather that they should make it for me, for my name, lasotomil chatchila lebeito itbarach, to build a home that will be Hashem's home, blessed be He. V'chein batzivui v'ikhuli tumak k'tiv li lishmi. So too in the commandment, when it came to donating, it says in the beginning of the parasha, they should take for me, for my name. Shemil chatchila yikhu zot l'shem beito itbarach. That from the beginning, they should take the donations for the sake of God's house, blessed be He. And through that, the essence of God's will be fulfilled. Va'asiyat ha-mishkan, in the making of the mishkan, bechinat hava'a lebeito, and that is the aspect of bringing to God's home. Shezeh umay dichtiv, bati legani achoti kala. That's what the verse says, I've come to my garden, my sister, the Kala. Then Tivot Shalom explained earlier that the garden is a reference to the Garden of Eden, where God was present down below. Mekom Shaya Ikari Mitchila. And what we're doing in building the Mishkan is we're rebuilding. We're again having a scenario that God is back to His original place of revelation. Ukmo she leklal Yisrael nemar atzivui v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti betocham. And just like to the mass, to the Jewish people, there was the commandment, they should make for me a temple and I will rest in their midst. So too, it is said to each individual in Am Yisrael. Kidichtiv, as the verse says, Vechen ta'asu, and so you should do. God says, this is how you build Mishkan and this is how you do it. Why does God say at the end, and this is how you do it? So Rashi explains, this is how you should do it for generations. Shebekol adorot, that in all generations, metzuve yudi bevasuli mikdash. Every Jew has this commandment to make a temple, to make his own temple. Sheyaset gufo, his own temple is himself. His body has to be mekom nashrat ha-shechina, a place for the Shechina to rest. Kema'amar betocham, betoch kol echad ve'echad. Like the verse says, V'shachanti b'tocham, God says, make for me a temple, and I will rest in their midst, within each and every one. V'al der shebi'arnu, and the way we explain, shebe'bet ha-mikdash haya tachtim shnim u'shlishim, that in the temple there were three levels, HaMizbeach HaChitzon HaEchal V'Kodesh HaKodeshim. You had first the external altar, then the Heichal, the Holy, and then the Holy of the Holies. U'kmochen b'v'chinat Bet HaMikdash SheBeGuf HaAdam. So too, when we speak about the temple and the human body, HaMoach HuKoneged Kodesh HaKodeshim, the mind, that is the Holy of Holies. L'shabed HaDeot V'Hashkafot L'Avodato Yitbarach. That's where a person has to focus and make his thoughts and his attitudes be in sync with God's service. V'alev HuKoneged HaEchal, the heart is the second level, the Holy. Limsol Hashem Yitbarach Et Shukotav V'Rtzonotav. That a person has to make his desires, his will, to, that should be for the sake of God. Ve'od yesh evarim ha'tachtonim ador ha'tavot. Then we have the lower limbs. That's the place where the desire rests. Shem keneged ha'mizbeach ha'chitzon. That corresponds to the external altar. Shebo makrivim korbanot. That's where we bring sacrifices. Ve'esh tamid tukad la'mizbeach lo tichbe. We have a commandment. There should be a permanent fire on the altar. It shouldn't be put out. Sha'esh kodesh. That holy fire, sorevet umchala et esh ha'tavot. It burns and it puts out the fire of desire. When you have the fire of holiness, that overcomes the fire of desire. Uveze ikar ma shenitava kadosh baruch hu liot lo dira batachtonim. And that was the primary desire of God, to have a resting place down below. Hainu ma shiyotel tachtonim. That is as low as it goes. Shetachlit ritzono yitbarach, that the essence of God's will, blessed be Him, mitkayem yoter al yedei kol ma shemoso yoter min ha'tavot, is fulfilled even more when a person aligns his desires with Hashem's will. V'chol kama shemoser et nafsho u'machnis et koach ha'esh shebo lekdusha, and as much as he does give up his life, so to speak, and he takes within him the strength of the holy fire, That's the fulfillment of God's will. And this needs expansion. And just like in the world at large, we discussed last time that the sins caused the Shekhinah to distance itself. It went up heaven after heaven till it went up to the seventh heaven. So too, it's the same thing with each individual. When he sins, and therefore he also blemishes, so the Shekhinah also distances itself from the person. And when he fixes his blemishes, the Shekhinah again comes down to rest down below. That is the mitzvah. They should make for me a temple, and I will rest in their midst. And based on this, the verse can be explained. David HaMelech says, I have one request from Hashem. It is that I desire to sit in God's home all the days of my life. How could it be that a person is in God's home all the days of his life? What did David mean by that? Ela kavana, but the intent is shebeito shelo yiye bet Hashem, that his home will be the home of Hashem. Bait shemkaimim bo ritzon Hashem, a house in which they fulfill the will of Hashem. Bait shemakrivim bo korbanot, a house in which they give sacrifices. Veish kodesh tukad bo, and the holy flame is lit in that house. Val yedei zeh, and through that, yiyeh shifti bet Hashem kol yimei chayai lachzot benoam Hashem ulvaker beichalo. I will be always sitting in God's home, because my home is a home of God, all the days of my life, to see the pleasantness of Hashem and to frequent His chamber. V'zeo tachlit ritzon ha'elyon shenitava kadosh baruch hu liyot lo dira b'tachtonim. And this is the essence of the will above, that God desired to have a place, a resting place, down below. V'chol echad v'echan mitzuve b'ze, b'mitzvat v'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. And every individual has this mitzvah, the mitzvah of they should make for me a temple, and I will rest in their midst, in each and every individual.